The demon's trail led back to the ground floor. It skirted the servitors' workshops and the sacristy, then took a sharp right turn across the cloisters. Here, the incessant rain beat down on a high glass roof through which Cordoba could see the grey sky. Two mechanically augmented servitors approached through the gloom, carrying Menendez's lifeless body towards the Medicaid ward, for all the good it might do him. Cordoba paid them no heed, except to wonder briefly why none of their kind had been attacked. Perhaps it was because they had no souls to feed the demon.
"It is leading us in circles,"
Cordoba spat as they returned to where Menendez had fallen little more than an hour before.
"Worse than that, I suspect."
Esteban glided his hand over a brass sconce, coming away with black blood on his gauntlet. Fresh black blood.
"I think while we've been following the demon, it has been following us."
Cordoba spun round. It was there, right where it had been before, above the archway. It was leering at him, taunting him. He thought he had a clear shot at it, but what if he was wrong? What if it was fooling his senses again? He remembered what Suarez had said. Nothing is as it seems. But he couldn't afford to think like that, to second-guess himself. Cordoba fired his bolter. He had hesitated for only a microsecond. Long enough. Demon dived under his bolts. It spread its tattered wings and soared over Cordoba's head. The others saw it too this time. The three crimson fists formed up into a knot, back to back, so they couldn't be attacked from behind as Menendez had. Cordoba and Sergeant Esteban tried to follow the demon's flight, pumped hot metal after it. Cordoba wasn't sure what Suarez was doing. They only succeeded in collapsing the ceiling. Wood and masonry crashed down around them. Suarez threw up his chainsword arm to protect his head. Cordoba wanted to keep his weapons ready, so he trusted in the gifts of his gene seed, his iron constitution, and quick healing to protect him. Under Esteban's spluttered orders, they backed into the cloisters, maintaining their defensive formation. They trained their bolters through the still-standing archway on the wreckage behind it, alert for the slightest movement. Cordoba had taken a blow to the head, but his Laramont's organ staunched the trickle of blood into his right eye.
"With the Emperor's blessing, that'll be the end of the damn thing. It will have been crushed to death."
They waited for the dust to settle. Then the sergeant motioned them forwards to search the debris. Barely had they taken the first step when Suarez yelled out, "It's here! It's here!" Of the three of them, he'd been the only one facing into the cloisters. Cordoba broke formation, turned, and saw that, impossibly, Suarez was right. The demon swooped down at them from the glass roof, its claws extended. Once more, bolters barked and chainswords screamed. But the sounds came to Cordoba's ears as if from a long distance, because that infernal whispering was back, and it was louder this time. It filled his head, it overwhelmed his every sense. He let out a defiant howl, let it resonate through his skull until that sound was all he could hear. He was a space marine, dammit, a member of the most feared fighting force in the galaxy. To many, an angel of death. How could this one skinny creature be running rings round him like this? How could it have destroyed his squad? Suddenly, Suarez was on his knees and he was gibbering helplessly as he had when Esteban had first released him from the pain glove. And the demon was upon him. And an instant later it wasn't, because Esteban had been ready, waiting for it to make that very move. His chainsword shaved blonde hairs off the librarian's head and almost cleaved his startled attacker in two. Almost. The demon abandoned Suarez. Flew at Esteban instead. It attached itself to his face. But still, the sergeant was barking orders.
"Suarez, pull yourself together. We're depending on you, boy. You have to fight it."
Cordoba sheathed his chainsword, closed his eyes. He struck out in the direction of his sergeant's voice, and his twin heart sang as his fingers closed about a small, leathery body. He half opened one eye long enough to confirm that he had it. He had the demon. It was thrashing its wings, but still clawing at Esteban's eyes. And this time, Cordoba wouldn't make the mistake of looking at it. He would close his fist, pulverize the creature's bones. He would save his squad, prove Esteban wrong, prove they had no need of Suarez and his ilk. But the demon was far stronger than he'd anticipated. Cordoba had crushed adamantium in his servo-assisted grip, but he couldn't even snap this creature's spindly neck.
Use your bolter, Cordoba!
I can't! He'd leveled his gun at the demon's head, at least at where he thought the demon's head was. But he couldn't fire without risking Esteban's life, too.
If you don't, it will take my soul! At least this way I die whole! Do it, Cordoba! That's an order! Do it!
As Cordoba fired, the demon slipped through his grasp like a wisp of smoke. He looked in horror, saw Esteban swaying and falling like a mighty tree felled by a treacherous thunderbolt. The sergeant's ceramite-encased body hit the flagstones with a resounding crash, and there was a smoking hole where his face had been. He had been the best of them. But even he could not heal from such a wound. Sergeant Esteban was dead. And Cordoba howled again. A howl born of frustration. And it echoed around the empty stone passageways of the monastery and returned to his own ears as a helpless, hopeless whisper. For some time after that, the only sounds to be heard were of the storm outside. Cordoba knelt by Esteban's corpse and prayed for him. He prayed for himself, too. Then, slowly, he became aware of a new sound, a quiet voice behind him. It was Suarez. He was muttering to himself again.
Shut up!
The muttering continued. He pushed himself to his feet, servos whining in his armor. He put his bolter to the young librarian's head.
Shut up! Shut up!
Suarez looked up at Cordoba, glassy-eyed. He fell silent.
It's your fault! Sergeant Esteban died for you! He put himself between you and the demon because he believed your life more valuable than his own! He put his faith in you, and all you can do is kneel here and...
Suarez didn't move, didn't even blink. He might not have even seen Cordoba. He was looking right through him.
He should have put a bolt in your head 10 days ago, Suarez. I said as much then. I should have argued my case more strongly, made Esteban see.
Cordoba wanted to do it too. He wanted to squeeze the trigger. The mere sight of the librarian was abhorrent to him. And after all, wasn't it the duty of every subject of the Emperor to purge the unclean? At the very least, he could deny the demon its hoped-for feast. Indeed, was it not possible that without Suarez's mutated brain to act as a beacon for it, it might just slink back to whatever fetid realm had belched it out in the first place? Possible, Cordoba conceded to himself, but unlikely. He lowered his bolter, in the end, because it was what Esteban would have told him to do. And although he may have been gone, although the choice was Cordoba's now, still he couldn't yet go against his sergeant's will.
You only did what you had to.
Cordoba turned back to Suarez, surprised to hear him making sense again.
You are following orders. You can't blame yourself.
He looked at Sergeant Esteban's corpse, then at Cordoba with pity in his eyes. And the rage that Cordoba had been suppressing boiled up inside his chest at the thought that this boy, this psyker, dared judge him. He didn't try to stop himself this time. Cordoba drew his chainsword and flew at the despised librarian, intending to decapitate him with one clean blow. As Suarez saw him coming, however, his aspect changed. He rolled, sprang up with a swiftness that belied his armored bulk. His own chainsword met Cordoba's, teeth locking and sparking together, screaming fury to the unheeding heavens. Cordova strained his biceps, tried to push the other sword aside, but it would not yield. Instead, its teeth bore closer, ever closer down upon him, spraying Cordova's face with hot, sticky oil and forcing him onto his back foot. This couldn't be happening, he railed inwardly. How could the boy be this strong? Stronger than him? His chainsword was shaking, fit to dance, right out of his hands. Cordova let it go before it could, and Suarez fell forwards as his opponent's resistance was abruptly curtailed. He may have found great strength from somewhere, but still he lacked Cordova's skill and experience. Cordova shoulder charged him, throwing him off balance. He brought his head up into Suarez's chin, hard, and heard his jawbone fracture. He seized the librarian's wrist in his left hand, but couldn't shake his hold on his weapon. Cordova met Suarez's eyes then, and he saw with a shock that they were like the demon's eyes, burning wild and red. I knew you were weak. I knew you would turn on us again. You may look like a man, but you are warped spawn, like the demon. And no matter how they try to tame you, your librarian, that can't ever change. They wrestled for long minutes, these armored giants, these former comrades in arms. And although Cordova was fueled by a righteous anger, though he knew the Emperor was with him, he could feel that his opponent was the stronger of them. It was all he could do to keep that chainsword from his neck. He grabbed for it in desperation with both hands, leaving himself open. Suarez broke his grip with ease and kicked Cordova away from him. Before he landed, Cordova had drawn his bolter and loosed off a shot. The bolt struck Suarez in the hand and disarmed him at last. His still screeching chainsword clattered off a wall and skidded, hissing and flaring away from him across the cloisters. Cordova, lying on his back, fired again and again. Suarez protected his head with his arms, and the bolt ricocheted off Ceramite. Suddenly, the librarian threw out his right arm, and lightning bolts erupted from his fingers, as if he had drawn them down from the stormy sky itself. The bolts struck Cordova with a blinding flash, and that itch in his brain exploded into a ball of fire.